Going to be looking now at frankincense with leadership and group facilitations. I love every section that we have in the Healing Oil Collective Pro Course. I absolutely love it. You know, the oil with children, the oil with group facilitations and leadership, the oil with endings, transitions, and loss. But as a teacher and facilitator myself, I'm very enchanted in the most grounded way with how it is that oils can help us to become better facilitators. And that holds true whether you are a facilitator and a leader in your household because you have children, in whatever capacities that you facilitate or are a leader in your workplace. And then all the way to what we might classically consider group facilitations and leadership in perhaps classroom settings or somehow leading a group of people in something. But, you know, the truth is that we all are going to be in positions where we're called upon to facilitate and to lead. And I believe that probably anyone that is listening to this and that became part of the Healing Oil Collective, that there's probably a desire, a drive born of your own soul and heart to facilitate, perhaps to teach. I think sometimes we shy away from the word teach because of different connotations and associations with it. Sometimes the word facilitation is a little bit more palatable for us. To me, how do I say this? When somebody is themselves, when they're truly themselves in a moment, in a period of time, then we relax. So you think about when you're in a class, say, and the teacher's trying too hard. And because they're trying too hard, everybody feels kind of tense. And you're not quite relaxing because it doesn't feel like you can trust this person. Or maybe perhaps they're annoying or whatever it is. And then likewise, there's the other end of the spectrum where somebody is actually denying the leadership qualities that are emergent in them because they're playing small, shrinking themselves, or refusing in some capacity or another to step out of the people-pleasing bubble, which I know very well, in order to really let their light shine, their leadership and facilitation light shine. I think sometimes people who are called to leadership and facilitation, I find that they're oftentimes clearing karma from the past, if not their past, then past of their ancestors, around abuse and misuse of power. And so they want to go very slow and careful around any kind of leadership situation. And there is a quality to that, an aspect to that that's quite admirable. You know, we do want to be mindful of these dynamics that can arise so easily within the human ego. And at the same time, it can be that very same ego that can whisper little things in our ears to where we hold ourselves back for reasons that ultimately, if we really shine the light of spirit through it, they aren't valid. They don't hold up under scrutiny. So you see, it can go both directions. And I wanted to illuminate all this because it's something that I feel very... It's a quality of preciousness in my heart and a kind of sweet desire to want to help and guide and encourage and inspire anyone who has any little inklings of wanting to step up and out a bit more, to become seen more in order to help facilitate and transmit what it is they're here to facilitate and transmit. Not to just step out and into more visible view just for its own sake so that the ego can be seen, But oftentimes we have to step out and into the more visibility and light in order to bring what it is that wants to flow through us into the world. And so I think often the fears that we experience, whether it's facilitating something for 500 people or 5 people, I think often the fears that come up are the same. They're the same for us. And there's any number of varieties and flavors of those fears as they come up. So if you have the desire to facilitate something, to share your story, to guide people through a process, to take them on a journey, to inspire or instill something, please, please do give it your attention and your energy, and feel my immense and unending blessings from my own heart to yours, and then back again, of course, to you in your endeavors. And I truly believe that this path that we may choose to take of teaching and facilitating is a spiritual path in and of itself. If you're teaching in a way that transmits, it demands everything of you. And it demands a kind of commitment to our own evolution, as you may have experienced. So with that, let's look at frankincense and leadership and group facilitations. There's 3 main things that frankincense is particularly and powerfully very helpful for. I'm going to read through them all first, just to state each one, and then I'll elaborate just briefly on each one. Number 1, it facilitates transrational integration. Number 2, it expands awareness while rooting in wisdom. Number 3, it shifts relationship to time and space. Facilitates transrational integration, expands awareness while rooting in wisdom, shifts relationship to time and space. In regards to the first one, facilitates transrational integration, we often need a lot of help here, I find, because our mind, body, and head, heart schism splits are so significant and sometimes seemingly impenetrable. We oftentimes are just trying so hard to figure out things from our mind, find the answers from our mind. And when we're facilitating something where we're really wanting for people to have an experience of the wisdom of the body, the wisdom of the heart, the knowing of the gut, all of those things, while grasping whatever it is, whatever the information is that you might be delivering. Think about frankincense for help facilitating that transrational integration. So what that means is that it doesn't alienate or exclude rationality of the mind, but it also helps to bring us to rise above it. And as some people in spiral dynamics say, to transcend and include the capacities and the gifts of the mind, but to also include all of these other capacities for wisdom and for knowing that are within our body. It's an excellent oil to diffuse in classrooms when you're again wanting to facilitate this type of movement and dynamic that I'm talking about. Number 2, it expands awareness while rooting us in wisdom. It's a beautiful, beautiful aspect of frankincense, is that it really expands and opens up the crown and the third eye. I love frankincense for helping me to go into my kind of sci-fi, futuristic, you know, thinking out of the box awareness. But it not only helps facilitate this, it also facilitates us in this deep time, ancient wisdom of the body of our ancestors, of the standing people. So what a beautiful combination to expand awareness while rooting us in this wisdom. Sometimes in classes, I'll have people put one drop on, these are 2 of the quantum acupoints on GV20 on the top of the head, and then on GV or DU 2 on the sacral hiatus, right at the end of the tailbone, and just hold that for 1 to 3 minutes and feel the connection all the way up and down the spine and through the energy centers. It's a really powerful practice that helps people integrate far more in a classroom or a group activity than they would otherwise. And lastly, frankincense helps to shift our relationship to time and space. I've actually talked about that quite a bit, but it's an important element here in relationship to group facilitation. So oftentimes things come up in terms of concern with time and concern with space when we have groups. So in terms of concern with time, that could be inside of you. Time, how much time do you have? Are you going to have enough time? Do you have enough material to fill the time? Do you have too much material to fill the time? Are we going to run out of time? Oh, just endless. I know this one very well. So it might be within us, so within you, it might be within any of your participants and their variety of, and the unique way that it might arise for them. But it also might be outside of us in relationship to time. So for example, perhaps you're okay with time, but the people in your class are getting antsy in relationship to time. So in that case scenario, we have it both existing within class participants, and when I say without, that's outside of you. Sometimes this comes up if it's looking like the class is going to run over, or I have kind of struggled with something for quite a while when teaching Aroma Acupoint, where often it feels like on the second day, I'm having to fit a lot in, especially to the second half of the day, and I can feel that people's energies are becoming more saturated. And I felt this insistence on having to get through the written material in the time that we had, and it was almost like the more restless or tuned out people might become, the more I would feel the need to drive it, to anchor it in. So there's this sort of discomfort or concern that starts happening in relationship to both time and space in that case. And frankincense is a beautiful ally, whether in my case just simply taking a break to inhale it or hold it on my third eye. If I put it on my third eye, I always dilute frankincense. In fact, the frankincense that we have through Monara oils is a 50% dilution, because frankincense is one that does oxidize fairly easy and the shelf life is shorter. So if it's become oxidized, it can create some skin irritation. But if you dilute it, I haven't seen there be a problem. So just simply holding it on the third eye and taking a breath in can begin to shift the field and ease the tension. So you might do that yourself. You might have class participants do that. But it opens us up to receive the information, experience it in a transrational, integrating way, expand our awareness while rooting us, all those previous things I've talked about, while resolving our concern or our over or hyper focus on time. So the same thing can happen in relationship to space. In regards to space, sometimes it's that the space itself feels too small or too cramped, perhaps too big, or the energy is not quite right. You can be experiencing this within yourself or without, so meaning it can be being experienced in through the field because of internal experiences of individuals within the group. I'm thinking about this one course that I offered once in a New York venue, and we had really too many people for the venue space, and it was hot, and people sort of felt a little bit on top of each other, and because it was hot, people were more irritable. And if I would have been working with frankincense in this way at that time, I certainly would have pulled it out at that time and had everybody do some kind of anointing practice with frankincense to help us just resolve the quality of bondage that can come up in relationship to space. I also want to note that it's a little bit more abstract in relationship to space, but sometimes we experience the bondage of space in an unusual way. It has to do with the space or the constructs through which we're interpreting material, interpreting what it is that we want to share or transmit. Whenever we feel the bondage of the structures or the context or the paradigm not giving us enough breathing room and space, think about working with frankincense. It's a true and beautiful ally.